let's just see the price here. Match in place of the. Make sure what key it is. The more that I surrender. Precious faith, you said in your word, behold how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. Father, even Peter teaches us to strive for unity. Division and confusion comes from the enemy. We thank you, Father, for the unity of the faith, for we realize, Lord, the day of Pentecost, they were in one accord, in one place, in one spirit. They were in unison, Father, and your spirit just came. Father, we ask, Lord God, as we begin this day, Father, may you just come in our midst, oh God, bind our hearts together. Father, we just rebuke the enemy, Father. Help us, Lord, to keep our minds upon you, Lord, to turn your eyes upon you, Lord. May this be a wonderful, fruitful day, oh God. Burdens, Lord, we know are lifted at Calvary. We commit this brother into your hands in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing one more chorus as the brothers trickle in. Turn your eyes. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for in His wonderful face and the fear. Turn your eyes. read a scripture, pass a few comments, and then we can all get into a time of prayer. Luke chapter 1, verse 9 to 10. If you want to stand, that's all right. Luke chapter 1, verse 9 to 10. Just for a little inspiration for our devotion, the Bible says, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. Praise the Lord. You may have your seat. So this morning, just for a thought, I want to talk about prayer and intercession. So the prophet teaches us that a man is not judged by his muscles. A man is not judged by how many cars that he has, although that's good. A man is not judged by his credit score, although that is good. But we learn from the scriptures that a man is judged by the bag on his knees. So one of the things that we have lost in this time is man of prayer, which I believe that if you are a man, you have to be a person of prayer. I mean, we have people that can talk about things. We have people that can read about things. We have people that can do all kinds of things. But one thing that we don't have is we don't have people that can hang on the altar. So just as we, read along here just for a few minutes, I want us to pray that God will help us to restore that spirit of supplication. Because I believe if there was a time that we had to be people of prayer, is the age that we are living in. Praise the Lord. And you will find that throughout the ages, there were different men who lived in different dispensations. And they had a different light in terms of how they looked at the gospel based on the hour that they were living. But there was one common theme with all those people. They were a people of prayer. You cannot talk about any man of God and find that he had a weak prayer life. If you talk about Irenaeus, he was a prayer warrior. You talk about Columba, my goodness, the man was always in prayer. You talk about John the Revelator, just to separate him, he was a man of prayer. Any man that amounted to a hill of beans was a man of prayer. And what we have lost is prayer, because character is in prayer. We have time for barbecue, which is great. We have time for games, which is great. But one of the things that we are lacking is prayer. And if we don't have that, we won't be able to pass it to our children. And if you look at the world right now, if you look at the superpowers, right, what they have is nuclear energy, right? How you can't be a superpower unless you have nuclear power, unless you have atomic bombs and all these things. And you can never be a pillar in the house of God. You can never be a tool in the hands of God unless you are a person of prayer. So as we are, gathering for this men's meeting, I want us to think about that. Where is our prayer life? You know, I know that God is not impressed by how long you pray, but I also think that he's also impressed by how long you pray. Because Jesus Christ would not have said, "Won't you watch with me for 1 hour?" He was like, that should be like a minimum, right? So I'm not saying that you have to do it religiously, but you have to stay in prayer. Somehow there's a correlation between your life and your prayer. And if you read the stories of Charles Finney, all those guys in the Welsh revival, I was reading about them. They read the same Bible that we read. They preached probably the same sermon they were preaching, but the difference was the anointing, because they were people of prayer. So here, Zechariah was a priest, right? And there are three priesthoods in the Bible. The first priesthood was the father of the house. That's why Job was sacrificing for his family. That's what the prophet says in the spoken word, Israel and the church, right? That the first priesthood was what? Was the father. And the second priesthood was supposed to be the firstborn, but they forfeited that and God gave it to the Levites. That's why the firstborn had to be redeemed in the Old Testament. That's your second priesthood. And the first priesthood is the priesthood of Melchizedek, right? So when we say Jesus is the high priest, you can't have a high court unless there's a lower court. So all of us are priests. He himself is the high priest. So in other words, but we as fathers, because we were given the first priesthood, We have a duty to lead the family in prayer. They have to look at our life. We have to, you know, in the world they talk about a man cave, right? And they say a man has to go and just sit. I think a man cave is a time of prayer. You have to be shut in and you have to pray. That's the secret of the power that we have, right? So a priest, so Zechariah, he was burning incense, and then the angel met him. So there are things that Brother Branham would say. If I have to have a church, I want to have a church that is full of love. Brother Branham would say, if I'm going to have a church, I want to have a church that is able to pray, right? Those are good things. We can't overemphasize them. The Bible says if you're praying, you are always in the will of God. It's just like missionary work. You don't have to ask God, right? Because the prophet says you can never pray enough. Praise the Lord. So if you look at the altar, there were two things outside. There was the brazen altar and the brazen laver, which was the sea of glass. And then in the holy place, there were three things, right? There was the seven candlesticks on this side, and then there was a shewbread on this side, six loaves on this side, six loaves on this side. And then on this other side, there was a golden altar of incense, which means that there had to be incense every day. And the incense in Revelations, we know that is the prayers of the saints. So one of the duties of the priest, which is you as a father, you are a priest of your house, you have to burn incense continually. Praise the Lord. So all the problems, some of the problems that we have, and you know, it's because we have lost prayer. I can give just a few examples here as we, you know, wind down. The prophet says that, he says here, the father was the priest of the house in the old sanctuary, the old time. The father always was the priest, and he had to watch over his household. What a change today. The kids watch over the dead in the modern world. But the father was to watch over his house. He killed the lamb. He took the hyssop. He hid the door on the lintel. And that was their protection. All right, they stay in. So the father has the primary responsibility of applying the token for his family. Because how can you apply the token unless you're a priest? So the fact that they killed the lamb shows you that the first priesthood was given to the fathers. Hallelujah. So now that's why the Bible says if your wife doesn't understand, he has to ask his husband at home. Right? Just like if I don't understand anything, I ask my pastor, right? He's the priest of the local assembly, but you are the priest of your house. And the book of Leviticus is relevant to you as well. John Wesley, they say, he spent 2 hours in a little room every morning, and it became known as the powerhouse of Methodism. He spent time in a little room praying, and they say that's the powerhouse of Methodism. That's where it came from. That was the secret. That's John Wesley. There was a man in the Bible who wrote the book of James. They call him James the Just. They say he had a nickname. They called him Old Camionese, right? Because if the older the camel, the more bags it has on the knees, right? So John, James the Just, he spent so much time in prayer until his knees were like bags of camel. And they gave him a nickname, Old Camel Knees, right? And the Brother Branham talks about it. These are our examples. These are our heroes. These are people that we look up to. Praise the Lord. Not the NFL players, right? And you know, the prophet says a man is measured the prophet says in power of transformation, the man is not measured by muscle on his arms, but by the calluses in his hands, by the bag in the knees of his trousers. Praise the Lord. And the prophet says, all right, you Baptists, a little prayer one night, one time now, and then John Smith, the founder of the Baptist Church, prayed until his eyes would swell shut. You can't find a man who went with God and wasn't a man of prayer. Doesn't make sense. Three of the sacred virtues that were given to a church: prayer, the word, and Christ. Just like the three sacred virtues that were given to a natural woman, you know, virginity, conduct, and so on. So prayer is a sacred virtue given to the church, which you will be accountable to. You can't spend a day without praying for at least 1 hour. It doesn't make sense. Praise the Lord. The father of the modern day Pentecostal, that's what Brother Branham says. His name was William Joseph Seymour. He was a one-eye colored man who was, you know, started praying in Azusa. The Holy Spirit just gave him a burden. They say you spend like 5 hours in prayer, you know, but it's not something that you do with your physical. The disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. So God has to give you the grace, but you have to want it, right? You can't just sit and say, well, I don't have the gift. It's a sacrifice. Prayer is character. Why? Because it's a sacrifice. There's no one who is a gift of a prayer warrior. Everyone has to be a prayer warrior. So as we come to a time of prayer, I wanted to ask God, say, Lord, teach us to pray, not the actual wordsness, but to give us the spirit of prayer to repair the broken altars in our homes. If we can stand up on our feet, we can sing a little chorus, and then we can get into a time of prayer. I think we have got about 7 minutes. So if you are done in less than that, you are free to walk out. I mean, I think we were supposed to stop at 9:30. We were a little late to start. Send your eyes upon Jesus. Look for His wonderful face and the things of this will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory. Each of you one way. Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning, Lord Jesus. Father, for Lord God, the spirit that You gave, Father, men, Lord God, that have walked through this earth over the years, You gave them, Father, a spirit of prayer. You gave them, Father, the grace to approach Your throne. Father, for You said, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Father, we want to find that secret place where we can, God, get hold of You and You get hold of us. Father, that when we go out there, Father, we are powerhouses. We are not just wishy-washy Christians. We are not just people who are trying to put together the message. We want, Father, to be a life that is inside of us. Father, help us, Lord, to be fathers, to be men, Lord, that our families can look up to, our children, Lord, our churches can look up to, Father, not because we depend upon ourselves, but because, Lord, we spend time in prayer, speaking to You, communing with You, Father. That's what we are asking for this morning. Lord, this men's meeting, may it be a turnaround in our life. Father, may You repair many broken altars, oh God. May You, Father, bless Your children, bless the men that are standing here, Father. Lord God, raising their hands to say, Lord, help us, oh God. Father, for we cannot be intellectual Christians. We can't be people, Father, that believe with their minds. Father, we want You to have a heartfelt religion, a religion that gives us, Father, the opportunity to be shut in with God, to be shut in the secret place. Father, we, Lord God, the dewdrops of mercy, and You every morning. Father, the world is hungry for a living bread. The world is hungry for a living fire, not a painted fire. Help us, oh God. Lord, help the fathers, Lord God, that are gathered this morning. Lord, when we go back, we want to go back with a living fire. Lord, we want to have a faith that burns in our chest, like Amnon of old. Lord God, would go into prayer. And the prophet says, you would pray until he passes out. It says, I do that sometimes. Lord, give us, Father, men like Amram before the Exodus. Lord, men like Daniel, before they could go out of Babylon, they had a burden to pray. Father, we are looking at the rapture, and You say it in Your word, not by might, not by power, but by My spirit, says the Lord. Father, give us, oh God, clean hands. Give us clean hearts. Lord, we want to be like David of old, who is the greatest king that ever lived upon the earth, because he was a man of prayer. He was a man who would sing psalms unto You. And You said, I found a man after My own heart. Lord God, his heart was inclined to prayer. It was not about building an empire. It was not about himself. It was about Jesus Christ. Lord, we read in the Bible, in the book of Luke, that Jesus Christ in His earthly days, He spent an all night in prayer by Himself. And on the morning, He would go and choose the disciples. He was led by the Father, and He was our example. He was a man that had no sin, but yet He prayed all night. Give us, Lord God, the strength to pray in our homes, in our bedrooms, in our little closets. Father, restore unto us the virtue that was lost through the ages. For You said, I will restore, says the Lord, all the years that the locusts have eaten, Father, the prayer life which was eaten, oh God. For we see the disciples, we look at James, we look at John, we look at Peter. They were men of prayer. They were men that were full of power. They were bold because they knew that they spoke to him. They knew that they communed with him. We thank you this morning, Lord. We just commit the services that are before us into your hands. Come in our midst, Lord, and do something in our lives. We are looking to you, Father. We are surrendering everything to you. In the name, Lord, of our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may have your seat. Thank you so much, friends, for joining us for this beautiful worship. I hope it was a blessing to you. God bless you. Let us sing. If anyone wants to come and sing a song, that's fine too. God bless you.